Accused terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui was back in court today, where he withdrew his guilty plea, saying he could not admit to a knowing role in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The reversal came a week after he told Judge Leone Brinkema he wanted to plead guilty, a plea she deferred accepting until today. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was in the courtroom. She's with us now. Tell us how all this unfolded.
Well, initially today, Moussaoui seemed determined to go ahead with his guilty plea, but within an hour, he'd recanted. It was a recantation, Susan, that I think was predictable, since Moussaoui had continually said he wasn't involved in the September 11th plot. Mm-hmm. And a guilty plea proceeding, which is what occurred today, is a very specific ritual that requires a defendant to plead guilty to every element of a crime.
So at what point could you tell this might not go down as had been planned?
Well, it started to fall apart almost from the beginning, as Moussaoui said that if he admitted to everything the government claims he did, he would himself seek the death penalty. Still, he said he wanted to plead guilty as a way to make his argument to the jury during the sentencing phase of the trial. The government, he said, wants to make a showcase. Bin Laden, Bin Laden. And Moussaoui will be the prize. So he said his only chance was to talk to the jurors. 12 people who are my enemy, but sometimes you can find an honest enemy. Hmm. The judge then began to go through the counts against Moussaoui. Count 1 charges you with conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism, which carries a possible death penalty. Do you understand? Answer, I do. Moments later, though, Moussaoui was saying that the U.S. government has in its custody a September 11th conspirator, and that the government knew before September 11th about the imminent attacks, and knew that he, Moussaoui, was not part of it. Uh-huh. Judge Brinkema, if you plead guilty, you will not be able to say that you were not part of that conspiracy. Moussaoui, that's your interpretation. The judge, no, that's how this trial will be run. The jury will be told you admitted guilt. Moussaoui, I plead guilty to what's in the indictment, but I can't plead guilty to what the government says. For example, they say I provided a guest house and training. It's possible for me to accept that, but I cannot plead guilty to something I don't know. I'm truthful. I don't cheat or lie. I did some things. That doesn't mean I was on the plane. You're pushing me to endorse the theory of the government. Judge Brinkema held her ground, though. Mm-hmm. The essence of this conspiracy, she said, is that you agreed with members of Al-Qaeda to kill or maim people within the United States and to destroy structures, resulting in the deaths of thousands of persons on September 11th. Moussaoui struggled to reconcile his understanding of U.S. conspiracy law with what the judge was telling him. Somebody can be a conspirator, he said, without knowing about September 11th. To provide a guest house does not mean I knew about September 11th. The judge, it doesn't work that way. If you are standing here today and saying, yes, I provided a guest house, but never intended to kill people, then you are not guilty. The essence of a conspiracy is that you have to agree on the goal. Otherwise, you are not a member of the conspiracy. As Moussaoui seemed to founder, the judge asked, shall we move on to count 2? Do you agree you joined in a plan to hijack a plane? Moussaoui, I want a recess for 10 minutes.
Well, was there a recess?
There was a recess for about 15 minutes. And then when we came back, Moussaoui had finally accepted what had been clear all along, that he couldn't plead guilty and continue to insist that he had no role in September 11th. Now, he did his recantation in a typically idiosyncratic and dramatic fashion. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, he said, to be or not to be, that is the question. Today I want to say guilty or not guilty, that's the question. I want to plead guilty, but you want to tie me to certain facts who will guarantee my death, and in Islam this is forbidden. My aim was to expose all the information I have, and it's unbelievable in your society that somebody cannot talk about what he know in the criminal justice system. Said Judge Brinkema, there is no guilty plea, this is your right, and it can't be used against you, and the hearing was over.
Wow. So there have been repeated attempts by Moussaoui's standby lawyers to have him psychologically evaluated, haven't there?
Well, the judge said again today that while his decision to represent himself may be unwise, she does not see evidence that he's mentally incompetent to represent himself.
Thank you very much. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Thank you, Susan.